Stop 4. Levied Hag.
As well as quarrying the stone for building materials, people were also processing and burning limestone on site to make quicklime. Quicklime had many uses, including fertilizer for the surrounding agricultural land. It was also an important part of the steel-making process, used to remove impurities from metal. And being on the River Don meant that products could easily be transported to Sheffield by barge, with coal being brought in to fire the kilns from local collieries. There are remains of several kilns visible just off the path to the left. The large stone-faced brick building adjacent to the path on your left is also a kiln, and one of the largest structures still remaining on site. You can see the ventilation holes in the front side of the kiln, which ensured a continuous supply of oxygen into the kiln. It would have taken about a week to load the coal, fire the lime, and then unload the kiln. When they were being fired, the tops of the lime kilns glowed and became known as Levied Hag Lighthouse. Finished goods and raw materials were moved around the site by means of tramways pulled by donkeys. When the railway arrived in 1849, the track cut through the site. And the various tunnels you will see along the path were a means for people and the tramways to cut under the train track. Levied Hag formed part of an estate which belonged to the Batty Wrightson family. It was leased out to a company who built the kilns, but the family remained involved with the village. In 1878, when there was a population of about 100 and enough people for a congregation, they gave land so that a mission hall could be built. Apart from quarrying and limestone processing, Levied Hag was also a location for boat building from 1868 to 1901, building the local keel barges that were well suited for the journey along the River Don.
Continue following the river southwards until you reach the next fence.